case. I think it would be prejudicial to the Commonwealth if it was introduced. I understand what Ms. Moore is saying, and I think if at some point she believes that it has become relevant in the case, we can approach the bench and deal with it at that time. But I would expect to see some kind of report or testimony from an expert if she were going to want to introduce that testimony to show that he was actually impaired. Just because those substances were in his blood does not mean that he was impaired, Your Honor. So, like I said, I think on the face of it, it should be prohibited. And if it becomes relevant, then we can address it by approaching the bench at that time.